I was doing my client weave, and when I was doing her weave, I was right in the middle of sewing, it went boom, and then everything just went boom, like boom, hit the ground, right? I was like, oh my God, Lord, please let this die. I don't want to die this way. So my coworker came, he stood in the doorway right here, and I was like, what am I going to do? I just grabbed my little niece, and I was just going to the floor like this. I almost forgot what to do. I was just stop, drop, roll.
Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from the 919, it's Fonte, Fontiglo. Giving a shout out to my people, MappyAfro.com.
What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Bang. What? Can I take a shot with you?
Take us. You want to get in there with me, baby?
Yeah, we save some hot water.
My pee-pee be a little in the shower.
Yes, sir. Y'all know what it is. This is EJ the DJ representing the motherfucking podcast. You are now listening to the Frocast. Big Germ, you a fool, man.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Pappy calling from B-More. Can represent everything. Holla at my folks over there at Nappy Afro. Got a fan up here in B-More. Just want to give y'all that shout out. All right.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the number one podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you taking a break from podcasting to save your mental space. All you, I'm thinking about starting a podcast because I got a lot to say. And all you still got y'all podcast only on Anchor. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3. A.K.A. My cups runneth over. A.K.A. A lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. My afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We're on them all. Just look for the Frocast. It's one of them words. Y'all know who the fuck we is. Just look that up. That's us. We also have a voicemail that you can call in at 347-201-2572. Call in, leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show because we real like that. We also have a Patreon where you can become a patron and get behind-the-scenes exclusive content for as little as a dollar and get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon, Shy, C-H-Y. Shout out to Shy. And you can be just like Shy, become a patron, get shouted out. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's that? That is to retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in it so we can shout you out like 12 Kyle, like Ruler myself, like Sleazy the Black Farmer, like Short T when he not on his IG hiatuses, like DLP, like Big Smash, like Young, Too Much Game, Uncle Dolomite, Corey Dos Equis, like everybody, 12 Kyle, Eclectic, everybody showing fucking love and we appreciate that. And, you know, like I said, by them doing that, we shouting them out some more. So it's all kinds of ways you can get shouted out on the Frocast. Whew. All the pandering is out of the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week's going all right so far, so good, I guess. My big package was turned in on time.
Amen.
So I hope and pray this time, maybe June. I ain't even gonna say next year. So yeah, it'll be next year, but it'll be June. I'll get some good news about it and everything will go well. My week is good. I'm recovering from my weekend. So I had a good time in my home city. And yeah, I'm getting old. I don't party like I used to, but I had a good time. So how about your week?
Oh man, my week pretty stressful. Let's go ahead and jump into it. The Coach Germ update. As y'all know, last week this whole situation with the Pee Wee coach, and he finally got cleared, but he was playing all these games, these reindeer games, and he ended up losing the team. So now we took over the team, but now he mysteriously then called the woman back and says he wants the team back. And she told him she already made a decision. So I'm about to tell her, like, hey, he can still coach. I'm that real of a nigga. Like, hey, man, I'm going to show you how to coach. Come on in. And you still going to coach this team. Because it ain't fair that you get off the hook like this. And I'm about to ask her now, would he still be willing to coach? In a less than head coach, you know.
I mean, he could be whatever he want to be at this point. Because my thing is, the people need to realize that they shouldn't even put y'all in it. Like, y'all going too hard for a volunteer job. That's just me. Because me personally, anything I volunteer for, I'm going to do my best job. But I'm not going to get a headache behind it. And that right there ain't nothing but drama.
I mean, it could be drama, but I'm just going
to... It ain't could be. It is. If you got a nigga around here crying all over town, talking about y'all was going to steal a team, you didn't want to steal his team, but you end up stealing his team. And the people who's supposed to be in charge of this, sitting back, just watching, smiling, saying, oh yeah, y'all can have the team. But it's stupid, because if you have communicated with the dude, you should have made an executive decision long time ago. Did you tell a man y'all could wait for his paperwork to clear? Like, what was your part in it? Like, why did he think he had a team that couldn't be taken from him? Because somebody did not communicate that well. Mm. Like, that's the reason why the man wasn't meeting with the kids, was because he knew he ain't had no business meeting with the kids. So now that he finally can meet with him, his face dirty, when he could have easily fixed the situation if they had a real conversation and put together a plan until he was okay as far as the park's paperwork. Mm-hmm. But that's the bullshit y'all like to play with.
I mean, like I said, man, I'm just, you know, this might be his outlet, you know, whatever, whatever. Who knows? This might be the turning point in his life. And if I could just, you know, show him.
He's trying to save somebody's life, but they don't give a damn about yours.
I mean, he didn't know he was talking to the Nick Saban of Tom Brown. He didn't know he was talking to the greatest coach this park has ever had. He didn't know that. He thought he could throw dirt on my name and it was going to ring bells when he forgot, like, oh, shit, I ain't even know. Like, he ain't know. He ain't know.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm trying to be.
But you giving grace and mercy to a nigga you don't know.
But I mean, that's what God would want me to do, though.
Okay, but what about the people you do know?
I give grace and mercy to everybody.
Oh, okay.
Who don't give grace and mercy to?
You looking at
her. I'm looking. Man, stop. Hey, Queen Jern, how y'all thinking? She's the most neglected, mentally and emotionally abused woman. Like, hey, outside of this thing, I'm just a fucking terror to her. You know, she just went out for a weekend. She kept calling the house. I said, listen, don't you always complain that you don't never have no time to yourself? I said, well, look, you in your favorite city in the world. You're by yourself. I got the kids at home. Enjoy yourself. Stop calling here, asking us every 5 minutes.
I had to check. I wasn't calling every 5 minutes, but I had to check because the shit don't run like I run it.
When you ain't here. It ain't supposed to.
So therefore,
shit don't run it like I run it when you here. So it just go how it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how it goes. Things just be, you know, whatever, whatever. Just it'll be okay. The ship gonna stay afloat till you get back. You enjoy yourself. Cause like I said, when you get back here on Monday, you gotta pick up all them bags again, them 300-pound sandbags that you be carrying around with you all day. Yeah, pick them back up on Monday. Let's go. Giddy up. Let's go. Let's ride that damn mule. Since that's how you feel. Like we damn treat you like a damn you gotta plow some fields. You wearing an axle on your back or something. You plowing fields and shit.
Y'all is a hard crowd to be with.
Man, no, it ain't. Nah, you let the crowd get hard. I told you, you created some monsters. I told you that. I told you that a long time. No, I ain't.
Yes, you are, niggas. You worse than them.
According to you, I don't ever be around.
That's part of the problem.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's part of the problem.
Come on. You can't have both ways. Now if I'm all up under you, then I'm part of the problem. So which one?
I mean, I ain't saying you all up under me. We know you never do that. So that ain't the issue.
But if I was, though, then you'd be complaining about me being up under you too much. So maybe, it's like the healthy not. Balance, huh?
Maybe not.
The extremes.
Always an extreme with you. Mm-hmm. But it's all right. I thank you for my weekend.
That's why I step back sometimes. That's why I step, because sometimes I go too far. So sometimes I'll be like, you know what, just sit this one out. And you be like, why you? Because I don't know how to go easy. I'm a football coach. Ain't no halfway going at it. Like, we going hard. So yeah, that's just how it is. Different. And, you know, swift punishment. I don't ask
and
too
don't
much.
Don't think. Don't
like,
think.
With the
that's
kids today. With that the kids today. Think. Them some talkative little niggas. I said, listen, guys, I don't know if y'all know this. I don't mind making y'all run all practice for talking. I said, listen, we might be the best conditioned team in town if y'all keep running y'all damn mouth, because I don't care. So let's get it up. Let's see who, you know, I got to get these little, like, these peewees, like, these is a whole nother level of these are kids born in the 2000 and what, tens?
Yeah, teens.
Yes, the teens. These niggas 8 and 9. They were born 2013, 2014, 2011, 10, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
These new niggas. These niggas still smell straight out the plastic. Like, these some soft-ass, pussy-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? I got about 5-6 Goonies on the team. I ain't gonna front. They look like EBT kids. You catch them on the weekend. Yeah. So, shout out to them.
Their mama paying $15, what they say?
You heard me. So, I got a couple of them. Like, I know they ready. And so them the ones that I'm going to lean on, because that's all you need. I got 4 or 5. Yeah. And then they can control the game. The other people just there. At that small of a level. So if I get them running the show, we're going to be unstoppable.
Okay.
We're going to be unstoppable.
Until next week. And the game this weekend, isn't it?
We got a game this weekend.
Okay. We'll see what they're talking about next week.
So listen,
week, y'all.
I'm getting a Raw team on Tuesday. We have a game on Saturday. If we score a touchdown, I'm happy.
Now he want to set it up for y'all now.
No, I'm just saying.
He want to set it up for y'all now.
We playing the Goons, too. We playing Levy, my favorite team to hate. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Both of the teams are?
No. My other team, we playing Walker Ford. The little one's playing Levy, the Titans. And the other team playing Walker Ford. So, like I said, it's set up. We might pull off the upset. I like my chances. I like my chances because
so
I got.
You gonna be going all day Saturday.
No, the game started at 9, so I'll be back at like 12. Gators played at 3:30, so I know I'll be home before 3:30. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, you know, you can drop me off if you need the car that early in the morning.
They ain't about that. I just gotta make sure the people know who I am.
Oh Lord!
I don't play no games. I hate to have to
hurt
some people.
Queen Germ, I'm going to tell you this, man.
Just go on with
King
your
King Germ stock out there, and it ain't that high. You ain't got to worry about
that. I mean, you say
nothing.
Bitches offering you $10 million for the dick, so hey.
I mean, listen, if a woman offered me $10 million, I turned it down, I suspect you'd be mad at me, be like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean.
Now, if any time you was going to cheat on me, she was like, nigga, this would be the one. This would
be
the one.
The one when it's any millions involved.
I don't know, it ain't. Not on your side. You better turn that shit down.
Shit.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
You better turn that motherfucking
and
shit
again,
down.
That's why you would not know I took the money.
And if people, if y'all know what we talk about, gotta be a patron. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did talk about that in the show.
Sorry, let's go ahead and cut that off, because our Patreon people get mad when we be talking about the shit,
when
the exclusive.
Over,
they be like, hey, bro, don't be giving them niggas shit. Don't be telling them niggas nothing. So I'm sorry. But if you want to be a patron, you want to be in on all the inside jokes. Oh, yeah, speaking of inside jokes, You got to really listen to the Frocast to really get most of our shirts in the shop, because a lot of the shirts
have to do with what
we talk about on the show. Like, you know, you see, like, my afro is my halo. Like, what is that? Like, you wouldn't know your grade is your fucking grade, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got no my AKA shirts in there. I need a King Germ AKA shirt. What the fuck?
I mean, you step your game up.
I'm saying, step be easy. What the fuck, up, man? I'm just now realizing maybe I am the sidekick.
You are.
I ain't got no shirts in the shop that say none of my shit. None of my nothings. Nothing.
Yeah, no Brooks Brand.
No Brooks Bandit shoes.
Mr. Sensible shoes.
No nothing.
The People's Champion.
Nothing. Ah, this whole fucking time. Goddamn. Well, man, let's go ahead and get to this outline, man.
Yeah, I want to do this thing for real, man. It's getting late.
It's getting late, man. Did you hear about Walt Disney body?
I don't. I heard about it when I read it on the outline, bro.
They said they're going to thaw out his body. He's been dead like 55 years. And they're going to try to bring him back. Yes, he has.
He's been dead longer than we've been alive?
Yeah.
Well, I thought the nigga was still around somewhere.
Nah, Walt Disney dead.
I mean, I didn't think he was still alive today. I'm saying I thought he was alive during our lifetime.
Nah.
I mean, either way it goes, what are you hoping to find?
They're going to bring him back to life. Like everybody they froze else. Him. He been frozen.
Sir, he was frozen dead. He wasn't frozen alive. So what you going to bring back? I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't bring back the dead.
So hold on.
He was not frozen
So they didn't freeze him alive. Hold on.
So I don't know what they think. They think they're going to get one of the dwarfs or something to come kiss him like they did the Sleeping Beauty girl.
Let's go fact check, which we something we really don't like doing around here. It don't sound right. You know, we want to believe what we want to believe. But according to the story, false. So they saying that's not true.
That he was frozen?
They said Walt Disney health had been deteriorating for many months. This is what the origin of this story came from. He finally agreed to enter St. Joseph Hospital in California on November the 2nd, 1966. He had some kind of walnut-sized spot on the x-ray on his left lung. And supposedly did surgery. Let's go when he was frozen.
Because he wasn't frozen.
Okay, they said at very low temperatures, it is possible right now to preserve dead people with essentially no deterioration indefinitely. And they said if civilization endures, medical science should eventually be able to repair almost any damage to the human body, including freezing damage and senile debility or other cause of death. Hence, we only need to arrange to have our bodies, after we die, stored in suitable freezers against a time when science may be able to help us. No matter what kills us, whether old age or disease, and even if freezing techniques are still crude when we die, sooner or later, our friends of the future should be equal to the task of reviving and curing us.
And that's a lie.
Now, what about what? Like, hey, look.
First of all, that doesn't make sense. That you're banking on people of the future finding your body and having the desire to repair you. So why would they want to revive you when the earth is falling apart as it is? Like, ain't no space for you to be on here breathing good oxygen. Nigga, if the people barely got what they need here.
Nigga, if they bring this motherfucker back to life, bruh.
They not.
We living in a different motherfucking time. I'm talking about, nigga.
If they can't do it.
Why not? What you mean? If they got him preserved and all they got
to
do is
be able to fix him.
That's all they got to do is fix him. We got.
Niggas is dying right now.
He died in the 66. So we have all these great. They can scan his body and tell what's wrong with him now.
I'm glad you that excited.
Going and fix. I mean, it's crazy because this is some. This is some wild ass shit.
It's not
going to
happen.
Like, you could, man.
I mean, nobody should even want to be living that was living back then. Like, why would
you want to still be alive? Think if you died in 66 and they revive your motherfucking ass in 2021, 2022.
You wouldn't even want to live here because you wouldn't know nothing.
You would be like, what the fuck? Like, yo, you, what?
You probably live like that all the time when you be high.
Nigga, that shit would be crazy. If a bitch froze you right now. And woke your ass up at 2080, 2090, 2100.
What I want to do then?
You be like, huh? Like, man.
Why would I want to be there?
That would blow his fucking mind. He'd probably die again.
Man, from
like, yo, shit. What the fuck?
I mean, it ain't worth it. Like, what would you want to be alive
My goodness.
For? This ain't even your time.
Just to see, like, oh, this is Walt Disney World? Like, wow, y'all really made, this is for me, y'all, this is in my honor? Like, wow, that's pretty dope. This is what it became? That's great, that's all right. You're treating workers right? Huh? Whoa, why are these niggers around? Huh? These niggers, why are there all these niggers around? Walt Disney, you can't, you can't say that now. They done had a black president and everything. What, there been a nigger president? Hey, they gonna have to put Walt Disney back down, bro.
No time
he gonna be a racist ass nigga, I mean, when they bring his did. Ass back.
What you
he gonna
about?
Get his That's ass busted. Disney. Walt Disney gonna say some wild ass shit. Some nigga gonna check the fuck out his ass.
You sick.
Hey, they gonna owe that nigga a whole bunch of money though. They better not bring his ass back, because Walt Disney, ABC, ESPN, all this. He'll be like, hey.
He ain't going to know nothing about it.
Hey, then, oh, man, this going to be a wild shit, bro.
They not bringing him back. That was
we might have to do that silly. For Bad Black Cinema.
No.
What does Walt Disney waking up in 2021?
No, sir. I will not be a part of that.
Yes, you are. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, well. Let's go ahead and move on, man. We got a question from the nation. You got a question from the nation sent in by that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. And it goes a little something like this. He said, my husband, not him, he sent this in. I didn't want to do that to him. He said, my husband is mourning his dead mistress. 3 months ago, the woman who was having an affair with my husband died suddenly from an accident. I found out about the affair only 2 days after her funeral. I thought she was simply a coworker, and I was wondering why my husband was so disturbed and emotional. He quit his job, saying it was too traumatic to go to work. She was in the early weeks of pregnancy when she died, and my husband doesn't know whether he or her husband was the father. So on top of everything, he's also grieving for a baby, which may or may not be been his. I find it extremely difficult to be emotionally supportive when he wakes up at 3 a.m. crying and trembling. Yet I don't have the heart to yell at him like I want to. He says she's dead, so there's no reason for me to feel jealous or threatened and ask for my understanding as he grieves. We've barely talked these last weeks because I don't know how to respond to my husband when he cries and says he misses her and wishes she were here. Then also how much he loves me and that he never intended to leave me. I asked him to visit a marriage therapist together, and he said he's not ready to work on our marriage and thinks he needs to see a grief therapist instead. Do I need to give him time to mourn the loss of his mistress, or should I demand he focus on our marriage? Queen Germ, react.
You can give him time to grieve over his girlfriend and their possible baby because you need a divorce. Like, I'm not ever finna watch you cry about no broad. Ever. Like, it's not an opportunity that you have. Like, why would you think that you have the right to cry over
his
your
mistress
girlfriend?
Died.
And that's rightfully so. Rightfully so.
They were close.
Rightfully so. So therefore, you get to cry in front of your homeboys. You get to go to the bar.
Why can't you understand?
Hang out at the bar that... with your friends, or go to the church or wherever. If you want to lay your ass out there all day long,
but...
at the cemetery. But when you get back in this motherfucker residence, trust and believe, it's going to be some shit they got to do with us or I'm out. Like, who's doing that? You crying over a broad that you possibly had a baby with. Her husband over there. Y'all can go and cry together. That's what you feel like. Somebody y'all want to hang out
with. Both of them, they support
something.
Group for each
yeah,
other.
Y'all can do that.
They lost but a good piece of pussy.
Yeah, apparently.
It's a goddamn, that was a good piece of pussy we
and
lost.
Apparently.
That.
And y'all was up in there that y'all don't
that
know the
nigga
paternity
crying. That pussy was good. That nigga missing that. He said, I wish she were here.
And basically, like, your shit, you don't want the wife to be
hey.
There. You should have been in the accident. Who knows
hey,
what
shout
the man's
out to
saying.
That man, bro. That
he,
man.
He got a pair. Hey. He got a pair, because ain't no way in the world nobody coming up in no house laid up in here with me talking about something. You jumping up out the bed, hollering and screaming about a broad. Okay, you go right ahead.
Grieving.
You gonna, I'm going to help you.
He's
you ain't going to have to grieve because you going to be with her. That's how we'll fix that. I help all y'all.
He's grieving.
Okay.
Let him grieve.
Yeah, I'm going to let him grieve. Either I'm going to leave or I'm going to let him do what he do and you know, I help him on up out of here.
Wow. Man, that's tough right there.
It ain't tough. But then black men don't cheat.
How do we know this person's black? This doesn't sound like black behavior to
it
me.
Does. Not y'all at all. Got babies from people who you don't know who baby
daddy is. Nah, bro. These have to, black men don't cheat, so these have to be two white men. This have to be. For you to, no black woman would allow you to grieve your mistress in her house and be okay with it. So that's why I know this has to be a white woman.
It could be if the nigga paying enough money, he might
have to be a white woman. No black woman would let you cry over another woman.
She said she want to go to marriage counseling. Nigga said,
I miss her. I wish she were here.
I mean, niggas shouldn't even be saying shit like that. Like, why are you saying that to your wife? For real?
She was my soulmate.
She couldn't be a soulmate.
And what if a nigga married and his soulmate ain't his wife?
It's possible.
God damn. For real?
Yeah, like you don't always get the person you're supposed to get.
So what do you do about that?
I mean, shit, you deal. That's where the settling part come in.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, you would like to hope that you made the right decision.
I'm not even going to ask that question, people. I'm not even going to do it. Not even going to set myself up for that.
I'm just saying it happens.
Yeah. Wow. But anyway, let's move on for my feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
But shout out to them people in that situation. That's a wild-ass shit. Well, y'all know it's that time we do a cities list. A top 10 city list. This time we decided to switch it up. We did the top 10 food cities in the United States. It probably stretched a little past 10, I'm going to be honest with you, because the list, I couldn't pass up on this list. But are you ready, Queen Germ? Like I said, we did black, white, Asian, African, all that. Yeah, we offended a lot of people. Blackest, safest, deadliest, all that. So now we're doing the food towns. Food towns. Like next week we might do like least educated, most educated towns, you know.
I guess.
Yeah. We best 10 school for, you know, all that. We content. Just
keep it coming.
It's just, if you could think of a category, we're going to have a top 10 list for it.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the top 10, that's going to be our section.
Okay. Top 10.
Yeah. The top 10. Content creators over here, baby. Not like you other podcasts. Just talk about what's going on Twitter timeline. Yeah, right. But anyway. So the top 10 foodie cities in the U.S. We're going to go from 10. We're going to go from the bottom.
Going to catch mine in there because I want number 15 on the list.
Number 15. So we'll do top 15 just because, you know.
My city on there.
Yeah, we'll do it. So number 15, we'll go from bottom to the top. We got Savannah, Georgia. It's pretty decent food in Savannah. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
Pretty decent.
Pretty
Number amazing. 14, we got Sonoma, California. Never been there. Sonoma, California. I think that's with vineyards and all this shit, right?
I think that's on there, though.
Number 13. We got Austin, Texas. Shout out to Saul Wright. Or did I give out too much information? My bad. He doesn't live in Austin. He lives in Houston. He lives in Houston. My bad.
Okay.
Number 12. San Diego, California. Come on, man. California, that's two spots already.
Let's come on.
Number 11, Nashville, Tennessee.
That's quality.
Quality? Over Memphis?
I mean. It's two different types of food.
That's what I'm saying. Like, one is Eastern, one is Western.
But it still doesn't mean it's not good.
I didn't say it wasn't good. Did you go to any places when you went to Nashville? Any mom and pop spots or anything like that?
Whatever Bees.
Hattie B's, the hot chicken. Did you get the chicken?
And it was good.
Was it hot?
I got the medium. Oh, okay. I didn't get the hottest.
Pussy.
Real good one, too.
Yeah. Number 10, Houston, Texas. Get your turkey leg hut. Get your go to the turkey leg. But they say Houston, that's pretty crazy. Chinese, Vietnamese, Hispanic, Southern cuisines. Of course, you know, they got all that mixed together. That's what's up. Number 9, Portland, Oregon. City where fresh and organic foods reign supreme. For all you clean eaters and shit like that. Number 8, Seattle. They said the Emerald City undoubtedly impresses with its food markets. Seattle, you been there? Haven't you? Did you eat anything good there? Nothing memorable?
No, not really. Mm. I feel like I went somewhere. Didn't I go somewhere that was like a seafood place or something?
I'm pretty sure it's Seattle, yes.
I don't know what the name of the place was, but I feel like it was decent.
Number 7, Charleston, South Carolina. Shout out to 12 Cal.
I love that place.
You know what I'm saying? That's like Savannah's twin.
It is.
Number 6, Napa Valley. This is in California, man. You know, get your wine pairing, all that stuff. Napa. Number five, Los Angeles. Wow.
Well, they got a lot of different.
They said people. Los Angeles is able to do what few other cities can, create a globally representative food scene that's as unique as it is accessible. Food trucks are big, I think, out there. You got everybody live out there, so yeah, it is probably crazy. Number four, New York City.
The place you love to hate.
I don't hate it. I just don't want to go. I mean, New York is New York. Number three, Chicago, Illinois. They say you got deep dish pizza, fully loaded hot dogs, Garrett popcorn, Italian beef. All that's uniquely Chicago.
Okay.
So if you go to Chicago, look for that stuff. Number two, New Orleans. Y'all know what it is. Gumbo,
love it,
jambalaya, po' boys, Cajun, Creole, staple dishes. You know, y'all know what it is. And number one, the number one food mecca, foodie town in the United States is San Francisco. They say they got the Michelin star restaurants, the wealth of farmers markets, unique hole-in-the-wall eateries. They say there's no shortage of creative options in the city by the bay's neighborhoods. And they say they got one of the best food markets in America. So, Queen Germ, your top three food cities.
And you know this, man. Come on now. You know number one got to be nothing else but my city. I can't help but love Savannah. So number one is Savannah. Number two is New Orleans. And number three is Charleston.
Wow.
Just that easy, baby.
Wow. I'm going to go one. I would probably say I'm going to go Houston. Number one. I go Nashville. No. San Francisco, two. And give me Los Angeles, three. Now, which three will you not live in?
Would not.
Mm-hmm.
I would say nothing that was Texas.
Okay.
And then Seattle. And what else was on that list? Let me see.
Oregon. You don't want to live in Oregon.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, it used to be illegal for black people to live in Oregon. No.
I mean, it's illegal for black people to live everywhere.
So Oregon is a place I wouldn't want to live. Charleston, South Carolina is a place I wouldn't want to live. And let's go ahead and make it this, you know, hey, Savannah. That would be my bottom three.
I knew that's what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Because you ain't shit.
I ain't shit. So that's our top 10 this week. We're coming up with another top 10 next week, so come on back for it. Queen Jern, I want to know, have you ever, you know how them little things go, have you ever, and this one goes a little something like this. This is going to be a quick, rapid fire, you answer yes or no. Have you ever been married?
Yes.
Been divorced?
No.
Fallen in love?
Yes.
Skipped school?
No.
Had a child?
Yes.
Rode in the Amalamp?
No.
Been to Hawaii?
No.
Been to Paris?
No.
Been to Vegas?
Yes.
Been to Canada?
No.
Australia?
No.
Italy?
No.
Visited Mexico?
Yeah.
Swam in the Pacific?
No.
Swam in the Caribbean?
No.
Swam in the Atlantic?
No.
Yes, you have.
I swam?
In the Atlantic? Have you ever been to the beach in Savannah?
Yeah, but I've never swum. I have never swam anywhere because I don't swim in the open water. I walk in it. That ain't swimming.
Oh, okay, well, I guess
not. I mean, that's the word that you use. So.
Okay, all right. Been to New Zealand?
No.
Been to Tahiti?
No.
Flown in a helicopter?
No.
Been on a cruise?
Yes.
Gone camping?
Yes.
Served on a jury?
No, I was supposed to, but they keep canceling for me.
Danced in the rain?
Yes.
Been to California?
Yes.
Been to New York?
No.
Sang karaoke?
Yes.
Been on TV?
Yes.
Had a grandchild?
No.
Had a pet?
Yes.
Been downhill skiing?
No.
Been water skiing?
No.
Rode on a motorcycle?
Yes.
Jumped out of a plane?
No.
Been into a drive-in movie?
No.
Rode an elephant?
No.
Rode a horse?
Yes.
Donated blood?
Yes.
Got a piercing?
Yes.
Got a tattoo?
No.
Driven a stick shift vehicle?
Yes.
Been scuba diving?
No.
Lived on your own?
Yes.
Been in a limousine?
Yes.
Got a speeding ticket?
Yes.
Broke a bone?
No.
Had stitches?
No. Oh, yeah.
Traveled alone?
Yes.
Graduated from university?
Yes.
Retired?
No.
Owned a company?
No.
You have owned a company?
I guess.
Your little, your business.
My little business.
I didn't mean to just call him Leslie. But yeah, that was a little rapid. Rapid fire, have you ever. Queen Germ, have you ever. Now.
You ain't asked me nothing that needed to be known.
It was just, that's just one of the things. Yeah.
Okay. This I was a little nervous.
Yeah. You're always nervous when I question you, but what you got to hide, boy? Queen Jern hiding something, boy. Hey, she just scared I'm going to ask the right question one day. Jesus Christ. Since I'm asking you questions, let me ask you a question. Mm-mm. Why are you a Democrat?
Because my parents are. It's just that simple. But and you don't have to like it.
I'm just asking. No. I just, because this question plagues a lot of us black people. Like, why did we fall for the Democrat tricks? Like, I mean, why do we just give our alliance to them when we don't realize it's the two?
None of them are good. So yes. I don't understand what's
so
the
why
point.
Why do we just fall for their tricks? Like, why don't we understand, like, maybe their whole good cop, bad cop thing is just like, hey, I'm a baby to niggas. I'm going to keep them on my titty. I'm going to offer them, like, keep us always in check with their democratic ways when we shouldn't be fucking with neither one of them because they're both, like...
But it's all about power.
We always say the lesser of two evils.
And exactly.
Why I got to be that way? Why I got
to
be either?
Well, because y'all can't commit to nothing.
Who was y'all? The ones. No, I stepped away from the Democratic Party years ago.
Okay.
Years ago. I became independent.
And it's a waste of a vote.
It's not a waste of a vote. If more of us become independent, we can make them earn our vote.
That is the thing. If you're not going to have the numbers, you're wasting your vote. And it's just that simple. It's a numbers game.
But that's
the
thing.
So if you can't recruit enough people to make that shift, until that shift is made, you're still wasting a vote.
Okay, but why do y'all give y'all vote away to that party?
It's not about y'all. It's about the fact that, for one, it ain't been really no other parties. For a long time. Then when they came about, they didn't always have the
major
best representation.
Parties. Yeah, just major parties. It's always been other parties.
Okay.
They just don't get no love.
They don't get no respect. They don't get no place. So ain't nobody going to know about you if you not getting the press that you need.
But you saw what your boy Sleepy Joe doing now, right? Don't you?
That's what y'all say happening.
What you mean say happening? It's footage of it. He got people down on horseback whooping Haitians. Telling them to get out of our country and shit, but he's shipping in all these Afghans, flying them in, giving them apartments and jobs and all that shit. But why he's sending the brown people back, but letting these Afghans stay? And this is the one.
Well, y'all talk to him. Y'all talk to his.
I mean, but you know,
his VP. Y'all got all.
Y'all, that's y'all girl now. You know, where Kamala at? Kamala quiet as a motherfucker. Oh, that's right. Them her people that they letting come in the country. Them her people. You know, so they send it back to black people because, you know, she's South American or whatever. South Indian or whatever they call it now. She's South Asian, you know, Indian, Asian, American, whatever she calls herself now. You know, where they at?
I mean,
you know, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. But he showed enough saying black. He showed how you feel about black people. So black people out there, I really want y'all to think about this shit. Stop giving the Democrats y'all motherfucking vote. I'm not saying vote Republican. I'm saying go independent. Because we just give them they fucking vote. They don't even work for our shit. They don't do nothing for us. They just come in there. They treat us like shit. Fuck these fucking Democrats. Because these the same motherfuckers that was when Trump was in office talking all that shit. And now Sleepy Joe in office. And it's AOC wearing dresses to the ball talking about some tax the rich. Huh? Okay, well, I mean, AOC, like, why are you at the Met Gala? You need to see that these motherfuckers want to be stars and shit, and not do their goddamn job. Like, we just took the damn foot off their neck once we got Trump out of office. No, keep your foot on the neck. These still the government niggas. Keep your foot on their motherfucking neck. Y'all done got too complacent, got too quiet, and now they just bullshitting. Now they can look into your account when you're $600. Like, what is going on here? Sleepy Joe is the fucking devil.
Well, all of them are, and it's just that simple. And the biggest thing is the people have to unite to have a better place. But the biggest thing is nobody wants to unite. Why? Because everybody wants more attention paid to their issues, their people, their children, their schools. So if you always out for self, it's never going to be enough of the same people who going to be able to do anything. So therefore, you got to be just all about people and having a better environment. So when you don't care about everybody's issues, then that's where that they can always divide and conquer. And that's what they're going to always do. So some people are going to be concerned about something because you got people who are concerned about gender. You got people who are concerned about race issues. You got people who are concerned about immigrant issues. You got people who are concerned about abortion, religion. And the list goes on and on and on. So if we're not all concerned about all people having the opportunities to be better, then you're going to run into this situation every time because all they're going to do is find a way to divide the people who are trying to make this revolution happen. And then they win. It's just that simple. So if you ain't willing to be down for everybody's cause, then your cause, chances are you ain't going to get enough support for yours.
Damn, that's fucked up. But yeah, man. So I can't believe what is going on Sleepy Joe's watch. That shit looked to me like, I said, damn, why the fuck somebody colorized this picture from back in the day and shit? Because I was like, what? Kind of shit. The niggas like, nah, nigga, that's going on right now. I was like, in 2021, niggas is riding on horses with whips. What the fuck you get a whip at in 2021?
They ain't never lost it. Apparently, they had it. They ain't had to go make that shit.
I said, this some crazy ass shit. Niggas around here sending them back. They just trying to get, you know what I'm saying, get out of they bad situation. But they ain't good people to come in here. But we can fly in 800,000, almost a million Afghani. Fly them in. Fly these motherfuckers in. Give them apartments. Give them jobs. Give them money.
In the middle of a pandemic.
In the middle of a motherfucking pandemic.
When we don't know what the fuck going on in our country.
We just bringing in some wildlings. Oh, okay. If you watch Game of Thrones, you know what I'm talking about. Some wildlings. They just bringing these motherfuckers over here. Wildlings.
No, the way you said it was funny.
Well, wildlings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? So that's what they bringing in. But they don't want them black ones from Haiti. Like them, no, not them. We can't have them. Send them. They've been sending Haitians back for a long time. The motherfuckers that make it to America, they'll push their ass. Oh, no, you ain't. Go back. They'll blow them. Nah, bro. So it's well. Keep an eye on your president. You know he's.
He about to be out of.
Let's put some pressure on him. Let's get his motherfucking ass out. But see, then that's gonna leave with old girl as president in.
He ain't gonna die these next 2 years. He gonna do his term.
He won't make it 4 years.
He gonna make it.
Nah, that job is too hard on him, bro.
He's gonna make it though. He's gonna make it, and y'all will get what y'all want. Shit. Y'all will get Donald Trump back, and Trump. Apparently y'all do. Apparently y'all do. Y'all rah rah.
I just want somebody in there that's gonna.
And y'all didn't press charges against the man for his little insurrection. What you mean? So y'all want him back. Y'all are getting back, and it'll be whatever.
Look. We ain't need no stimmy when Trump was in there. Money was flowing.
You say so.
Oh, Sleepy Joe get in there. You know, the money start drying up. Niggas need stimmies. You go
y'all around here taking care of foreigners. So y'all must be.
Can't even go to the little fast food restaurants. They be closed now. I only got nobody to work. What? Huh?
That's how you know it's too much money flowing out there. Y'all done got your fraudulent loans and shit that you don't have to pay.
They're locking all y'all niggas up. Be careful.
And now y'all ain't got to come to the little job. But what's going to happen is the faithful few, they finna get a damn raise. Trust and believe. The ones who coming to work, they going to fuck around and they going to get their $15 an hour. Because they need them. They need them too bad. Y'all other people going to be pressed for these burgers and fries and shit. And they going to need to pay them people whatever they got to pay them for y'all to come up in there and get that $10 combo.
But that's who y'all elected. Like I said, don't blame me. I voted for the Green Party, man. I voted for Howie.
That means so it ain't my fault.
Look, at least I ain't vote for that Sleepy Joe ass nigga. Y'all can have that. It's TV Talk time, Queen Journal. TV Talk. Power happened. What you think about it?
It's coming along. They showing how 50 Cent became the beast.
His name is Kanan.
Yeah, Kanan. I mean, you know who I'm talking about. The people know if they were actually watching the show.
Yeah.
But, it's just sad, though, because of the fact that his mama turned him into that lifestyle.
Like, hey, man.
It's not okay.
You know what I mean?
Because it's
if
just
it's all around you, you have to do it.
You really don't.
So you're telling me, if me and you was in the drug game, you don't think our kids would be in the drug game?
It's possible, but they don't have to. Mm. Like, for one, you got people who kids who in the drug game and they people got money legitimately and legally. And that's just because they fantasize about having a way to get those riches.
None of that stuff is legitimate. If you got any money from drugs and you start...
No, I'm talking about if, like, us having real jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Our kids still could want to be in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You can't keep them from it if that's what they have a desire to do. I'm saying, like, if you have real jobs and your kids still want to be in the street.
Okay.
But... You know, if you are in it, it's like more of a likelihood that you would be in it.
Yeah.
But as far as the show, Junk Daddy, he was fucked up.
That's Marvin.
Marvin and had his no right putting his hand on that girl.
Yeah, Marvin went too far. He beat up on Drew. I guess he found her video of her and old girl singing and pictures of it.
And he destroyed that shit.
And he said some real disrespectful stuff. He said, "What you are?" He said, "Lebanese or something."
And it's just like, you know, somebody going through something when their friend died, and she said she didn't feel like she had nothing to do with it, but she takes some of the heat from it because you exposed the girl to it. Y'all went to a party, whatever. She wanted the dope. She took it out your bag. It was a bad dope, and she died. But the thing is, you her daddy, who really ain't playing a real role in her life, the way it looks on the show. And the time that you do want to step to me and have a conversation, it's on some bullshit. The girl dead. Let her keep the last things that she had of the girl. You took the pictures. You tore up the little video. It's just like...
And then you acted surprised that your daughter that dresses like a dude is gay. Like,
and what? Shoplifts.
Yeah, like, what? She acts like a guy. Like, what do you expect?
She run with a whole bunch of niggas.
Yeah, like, she don't be... Like, why are you surprised that she like girls? Like, nigga, what? Like, you didn't know that? Like,
I knew you didn't think one day she was going to get
pregnant. Yeah, like, you didn't think, oh, one day she going to bring me home some grandbabies. Like, I know she going to come around. She always liked to play sports and this and that. And she always been tough and tumble. And she ain't never wore a dress before. Like, what you expect?
Yeah. Like, you would just be in... unrealistic.
Yes, you was hoping on to something else, you know what I'm saying? So
again, which I don't understand, because you didn't even have a real relationship with a girl, so she don't even know what would be the right relationship to have with a nigga. That's probably why she's scared of dudes, because her daddy is full of shit.
Yeah. And then I did notice that Kana's mom, Rock, she put that play in place where she got Juke to tell the cops that Unique was coming for a cop. Then they sent Kanan to kill the cop with Unique's jacket on. And you know what I'm saying? So in case somebody saw him, then that's what's going to get them after Unique. So that's the way to get him off the streets, because it's a war going on outside. No one is safe, son. And speaking of cop getting shot, I guess Rock told Kanan that was his daddy.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she never told him that was his daddy.
That's the reason why she had him to kill him.
Because
she didn't want him to know that, because he was telling him can't live if he knows his daddy was the fake. His daddy is the police instead of the other guy who's supposed to be in the dope.
She need him to be the gangster. Yeah, right.
He ain't gonna be no gangster if he know his daddy the police.
Nigga, your daddy a cop, nigga. So now her secret is safe. She ain't gotta worry about nobody finding out. Cause he was putting a lot of pressure on her.
He was putting a whole lot of pressure.
He was like, look, man, they got bodies on Kanan, and if you don't let me meet with him and tell him, I'm gonna put these bodies on him. And so she was backed into the corner, and he
wanted that bone marrow too. So
yeah, he wanted that shit bad because he was looking terrible. And yet he stopped the shooting because I guess Unique had sent some killers to the hospital to finish killing Lulu. And you know, the cop was outside. He seen the play out in front of him. So then, you know, he went and intercepted them before they could get to the room. Now, like I said, with these two killers, like, they look like the most unhospital working ass niggas I've seen in my life. Like, I don't know how it was back, you know, 91, whenever this was supposed to be, 89, 90, 91, somewhere around there. Niggas weren't wearing high tops like that working at a hospital. Like, they're just not black niggas, not black people now. Now, that's when the era of the black, oh, no, you can't have it now to get no job now. You better keep your hair cut low and don't have no long hair or nothing like that, because they won't hire you. Now, if you're coming out with your hair looking all like that and, oh, don't have no tattoos and make sure your pants are pulled up, because they sure won't hire you now. Massa won't hire you if you look all kinds of ways. And I'm sure they were still like that back in the 90s.
Really,
sir. You know what I'm just saying. You know how we, them the people, like, you know, they ain't know no better.
I mean,
cause now they don't even give a fuck. Nigga getting hired with tattoos on their face and shit. So, you know. My hot times have changed. What else happened on Power? That was probably about it. Lulu, he was he woke up from his little getting burned up. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, again, this is 90, 91, 92. They don't have the advance of extensive stuff in the hospital to deal with a burn victim. Because he wasn't look burnt up. I guess it mostly was inhalation or something like that. Must have got on him or something. Who knows? But he wasn't shot or nothing like that. So, yeah, that's about it. I think they got a couple episodes left. I don't know what episode number this was. I think it was either 8 or 9. Might have been 8. So we might have 2 left for it. I don't know how many they're going to do. Usually 10 to 13. So we'll see. That's all for TV talk. I finished Clickbait. I'm not going to tell Queen Germ how I finished because, you know.
Again, another example why King Germ ain't shit.
Because we was waiting on this show for a whole week. So I was bored this weekend. I mean, you know, you was gone, so I just watched it. I watch it again, which is no big deal. I mean, I don't mind.
I asked you about it, and you didn't even have the guts to say nothing.
You said, do we got some clickbait to watch? I said, nah. I said...
Okay, but that's still a lie.
No, what? No, we don't have nothing to watch.
No, we don't have nothing to watch because you went and watched it, but then you just said here on the show that you were willing to watch it again with me, so you should have watched it again with me at the time that I asked you, do we have
clickbait? I said, no, we got to watch Power, though. I did say that. I said we had to watch something else.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Again. So, Clickbait's pretty good. Check it out. I think that's about it. I heard the Wu-Tang thing is back, so I need to get that. Need to get the Hulu password from Mon Duke. She like she didn't change the password on a nigga. I don't know what that mean. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to hit up. Like, yo, what's up with the Hulu? Like, you need to get that password up. Like, what you doing over there? Like, what is you doing?
He said, if you only call me for the Hulu, I guess I gotta keep
changing. Yeah, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Don't be doing that. Quit playing. Playing game, all that playing, like this, like the young kids say, all that playing. It's that time. It's bad. Oh, excuse me. I got to start that one over. It's Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. It's bad. Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ take situations suggested by you, the listener, or me, just make them up sometime, and we come here and we act them out. Now, before we begin, just let me let you know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We don't have SAG cards. We didn't even was in the drama club, but every week we do this here for y'all. Do you want to do the situation we talked about earlier?
I mean, it's whatever. If you want to go with what's on the paper or you want to go with whatever.
What was the situation earlier?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Are you talking about that bullshit you were saying? About Walt Disney?
Yes, Walt Disney.
No.
You don't want to do that.
That's retarded.
Come on, please. That'll be funny.
I mean, what is the stage going to set as?
Walt Disney waking up in the hospital.
So you must be going to be Walt Disney.
I'm going to be Walt Disney.
I don't have nothing to do with that bullshit.
I'm going to be Walt Disney. Or you want to do the one that's original? Come on. You pick. It's up to you.
I don't want
to
do any. So if I got to pick one.
Yes, pick one. Come on.
Let's do the Walt Disney.
Walt Disney it is.
Want it so bad.
I don't care. It don't matter either one. I mean, we could do this one next week. That's fine. This is time. This is evergreen. That's be easy word of the week. Evergreen.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready?
No.
We're doing Walt Disney waking up in the hospital in 2021. Queen Germ. Action!
I think they said he's... Wait a minute. He moving. Y'all better come in here and see what's going on with this man.
Oh, my God. Why is there a nigger in this hotel? Is this a... What is going on here? Why is this nigger in this room?
Sir,
ma'am, why are you colored women? Stop touching me.
Please calm down, sir.
Colored woman, stop touching me.
Do you realize what's going on here?
What is going on here? Why am I waking up? Why is there a colored woman talking to me?
Sir, I am not colored.
What? Ma'am.
I am not colored.
Ma'am.
Do you want to live again?
Ma'am, what is going on here?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Well, hold on. First
they
question.
Your punk ass.
First question.
25 years ago.
They let y'all work at the hospitals now?
Do you want to live, sir?
Ma'am.
Do you want this to be your last breath? You look at my face.
All right, you're telling me
I have the power to shut you back
They
out.
Let y'all be doctors now?
They don't let us do anything. I am qualified to be here.
Wait, hold on, qualified? Hold on. Let me catch my breath.
Because that's going to be your last. It's going to be your last.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. What is going on here? Do you know who I am?
Sir.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know you was dead?
I remember.
You was dead.
And
now you alive thanks to me. Thanks to me. Thanks to me.
Okay. I died and I'm back living?
Correct.
Okay. What year is this?
This is 2021, sir.
Excuse me?
Yes, 2021.
2020. It was 1966 when I was just filming.
So you should thank me.
I was just filming and I got sick. I remember getting sick.
Yeah.
That was the last thing I remember.
Would you like to be sick again?
Ma'am, I just don't. Okay, it's just a lot I need to process right now.
Okay, so that means you need to watch what you say to me.
Because I just can't believe there's colored people. First of all, just
for you being here.
But a colored person has so a colored person saved my life.
A colored person, I don't know who she might be.
I'm looking right at you. You're in color.
Yeah, I'm black.
You're colored.
I'm black.
Black. That's what black. But you're.
I'm black.
That's what they call you.
Okay. So do you want me to let you lay?
Lay down,
sir. Just lay down. I think I can fix this. I think I can fix it.
You have something that's you have something that's gonna calm me down?
Oh yes, I got something that's gonna calm you way down.
Please, because I just
lay back and relax.
Colored woman, stop touching me.
I'm gonna give you just what you need, sir.
Please, colored woman,
take
don't
a
touch
deep
me.
Bro, I'm gonna count to three. 1, 2, 3.
Cut.
Yeah, cause you ain't gonna call me color, but so many times I knock your ass out. And that's just how he would have came in and
bad
came out.
Bad black cinema,
and
y'all.
Your ass is dead now, for real, this time. They ain't bringing no back. They ain't bringing you back this time.
Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics. We read rap lyrics over here, but the gimmick is we read them in our professional voice, our office voice, our trying to get that job voice. And this time it's Queen Germ time. And I don't know if she read them before she did this. This might be a dry run. Who knows? It's always an adventure when it's Queen Germ. Queen Germ, are you ready to read these rap lyrics?
I guess.
Here we go. Let's go.
I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tight than a motherfucker with the gangster beats. And we was balling on the motherfucking Compton streets. Peep. The shit got deep and it was on. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with a white bitch doing the shit she do. Sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. And the few ends she got didn't mean nothing. Now she's suing. Cause shit that she be doing ain't shit. Bitch can't hang with the streets. She found herself short. So now she's taking me to court. That's real conversation for your ass. So recognize and pass to Daz.
There you go. That was Queen Germ on her adventure of reading these rap lyrics.
I mean, the niggas' songs don't make sense half the time. All of the shits and the bitches, it just runs together. I mean, hey, it is what it is. You asked me to do it, I did it.
That was the ghetto legend known as Dr. Dre on his song, Bitches Ain't Shit, off his legendary album, The Chronic. Dope song.
I'm going to pick my own song the next time.
Nah.
I'm just saying. Like, that shit don't even make no sense.
What you
I
mean?
Used to know a bitch named Eric Wright.
That's Eazy-E.
Okay.
We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tight than a motherfucker with the gangster beats. They was tight than a motherfucker had gangster beats. And they was balling on these motherfucking Compton streets.
But I mean, still.
He said, Pete. He telling your story. Pete. The shit got deep and it was on. Like, we started beefing.
Did I read the rap lyrics? Or are you gonna do it?
I'm breaking it down for you. Number one song after number one, they was charting.
I said that.
He said, "Long as my motherfucking pockets was fat."
So that means you want to do it from now on?
No, I'm just telling you. Okay, we're breaking it. You saying you didn't understand, so I'm breaking it down. This is all we're doing. Saying, you read them. I'm breaking. Okay, just sit back. This content. You don't have to say anything right now.
I can, though.
You don't have to, is what I'm saying. He said, long as my motherfucker. He said, I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. He was hanging with a white bitch. That was Jerry Heller. Doing the shit she do. Sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. He's like, you know, doing what, you know, just trying to be Jerry little bitch or whatever. Then Jerry suing Easy. Because, you know, that's what he do. Because he wanted the company back and all that shit. Bitch can't hang in the street. She found herself short. Now she's taking me to court. Yeah, all that. I don't understand. What's the problem? But, hey, that's the reading rap lyrics. That's why we do it. It's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessions. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter, grab some tweets and bring them back to Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. Hooked up with this guy the other night. I had been suffering all day from diarrhea, though. I took a shit in the shower before seeing him. When he began to do anal, my stomach started hurting and I ended up getting diarrhea on the bed. Winston-Salem State University. Shout out to B-Dot. Shout out to oh Chad. Shout out to all them SU fellas. Queen Jern, how you feel about that one?
I mean, there ain't nothing to feel. That shit nasty. If you got diarrhea, you shouldn't let nobody fuck in your ass.
You shouldn't be fucking anywhere if you got diarrhea. You should just tell me, hey man, I need to chill. Because my stomach ain't right now. Just tell me you ain't feeling well. You know what I'm saying? Because if I get to fucking you and you shit, like, it's a wrap. Like, you might end up, nah, I ain't gonna say that. But you might end up seriously, like, you walking home, definitely. You gonna have to call your own ride. If you ain't drive over here, you gonna have to call your own ride. Because that's disgusting. That's nasty. You taking them sheets with you. Like, you out of here. Because, oh my God. Ugh. I'm sorry. I would be disgusted. I'm sorry.
I mean, I just don't understand why is it that it's that pressing. Like, if your ass already leaking, why did you think that it was going to be any better if you let somebody fuck you in the ass and your ass was already leaking? But hey, people do what people do.
He like, damn, your ass wet as hell. Oh my God, this shit feel like, no, nigga, that shit, bro. You heard that shit? Nigga, her ass ain't supposed to be that wet, son.
I'm done.
Ew.
Let's move on to the next thing.
Keep it 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a keep it 100?
Yeah, my keep it 100 this week is niggas have periods too, y'all just don't bleed.
100.
Because I promise you, somebody always got an issue. And therefore, you can't just blame it on other people and blame it on whatever. I know it's you. Your hormones is out of whack, so... Something is going on with you. And y'all, it ain't just one fella. It's a lot of fellas out here. Y'all be moody as fuck. But y'all love to say that's a female trait, but it ain't. So y'all don't bleed, but y'all still have periods.
Niggas have periods when they be going through it, and we have to be strong because we don't have no outlet. We can't just sit there and talk about our feelings and be strong and say what's going on with us.
I say again,
we don't have an outlet.
Y'all wrote the rules.
We don't have an outlet.
So stop crying.
So stop calling us moody.
Stop crying.
We could be upset because nigga just like,
stop crying.
Ain't no crying. And shoot. So call it what you want to.
I said what I said.
Well, my keeping 100 go a little something like this. Yo, Brittany Renner need to be beat the fuck up.
100.
Like, straight up. PJ Richardson, if you ain't got no sisters, no cousins that's willing to ride for you and beat this girl up, because right now she being disrespectful. So she posted a picture of herself up at the football game telling some, hide your sons. Because she done already got one dude, a baby by one athlete, and that's just her thing. And so now you saying some little, like, you out there recruiting little kids and saying little dumb shit like that, you need to be beat the fuck up. Because, like, right now, like, that little app, the little homegirl app that was on the Michael Che show, they really need that for Brittany Renner. Some girl need to really come up on her and piece her up and show her reality. Like, you can't be going around here trying to get these boys and niggas. Stop falling for her bullshit. Like, you know what she is. I don't give a fuck how fat her ass is or how cute you think she is or whatever, whatever. She's a fucking gold digger. She don't fucking love you. She doesn't have any talents, so she needs somebody to float her lifestyle, and she looking for you to do it. If you fuck around and fuck this girl and get her pregnant, that's on you. But somebody really need to beat her fucking ass to really tighten her up, to tighten some of these screws, because she got a couple of screws loose, and she need to be tightened up. And I ain't advocating violence on anyone. I just want to say that, but I just saying, hey, if you got some cousins that's females in the Charlotte area that might need to, you know, practice some hands. They need to practice hands on Brittany Renner. Just maybe she ain't got the baby.
Whoever that is.
Yeah. She the basketball. She's a Insta thotty that trapped this basketball player and stole all his money. Married him just for it and then divorced him or whatever. And then she getting, like, he got to pay her a lot of money. Like, a lot.
And that's what happens. That and she black or white?
She's you would call her black.
You would call her black.
Yeah.
But she's something else.
She's a wombat. That's what she is.
Okay.
Yeah. Winner or loser time. Oh, you got any winners?
Yeah. My winner this week has to be anybody who has a side hustle.
Winner.
Trying to figure out, you know, what can you do to get them extra dollars legally. Is always a benefit to have that extra stream of income, especially in these unpredictable times we are living in. So anybody who got a side hustle, y'all my winners this week.
My winner is Amber Rose.
Winner.
She's my winner for returning to whole life. Amber Rose recently put out a post saying that it's nice to be a hoe again or some shit like that. So she's my winner for being back to being a hoe. Like, you're somebody's mother, and this is the stuff that you put out. Congrats to those kids. I hope their daddies are in their lives because the mother is lost. And
but she's winning.
Yeah, she winning because she's back in whole life. I guess that's what she does best. Being a mom wasn't it. That life wasn't satisfying. Now, you know what I'm saying? So she's back to being a whore. Excuse me, a hoe. That's what she said, a hoe. I want to, you know, quote her correctly.
Okay.
Yeah. You got any losers, Queen Jern?
Oh, yeah. This week, my loser is going to be none other than Paul Wall.
Loser.
Y'all can add him to the list of the people who don't wash or wear deodorant on an everyday basis. So he's yet another one of them funky motherfuckers. So...
I mean, are we surprised? I mean, Paul Wall's a white dude.
Yeah, but why do y'all want to come out to tell people that just, like, y'all want to have a whole revolution of funky ass people in the world?
I think it's just, you know, I don't know why people are asking, like, why would you ask somebody how often they wash? I mean, I'm assuming.
Well, why would you tell them?
I mean, that too. Like, I mean, maybe it's just you glad somebody asked you anything if you're Paul Wall, because I know he ain't making no goddamn music. And yeah. I'm sure he got some side hustles or whatever, because the music show ain't no damn hustle. And let's be, I mean, I was finally happy to see Paul Wall be white. Like, you know, I wasn't buying the little, oh, Paul Wall black. Nah, he got a black wife. So now the nigga talking about he don't wash every day and shit like that. Oh, okay. Now you been the white boy we knew you was, Paul Wall. Thank you.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, so he said he don't wash every day. That's a loser move for me. I just feel like, within every 24-hour time period, you should at least wash once.
Yeah,
man. You got to. I mean, it's just like you wake up in the morning. There's something you got to do. Like, you got to brush your teeth. You got to wash.
You know.
I mean, if you ain't leaving the house all day,
yeah,
maybe you can get away with some stuff. You're sick. But you talking about just, I deliberately get up in the morning and don't wash and brush my teeth.
He said he don't wear deodorant either.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, that's wild. Stay away from me, Paul Wall.
So if you don't wear deodorant, that means you have to wash every day. Because that means you really stink if you don't wear deodorant.
I said that metal be fucking people up, and then I don't give a damn.
I mean, they say it's supposed to be, it's a leading thing for cancers or whatever.
I don't give a shit.
I mean, we gonna die of something.
Exactly. I don't want to be smelling bad and be, fuck that. Nah.
I mean, you live in a world where y'all got these towels everywhere and all this other shit. You don't know what's in your food and all that, but you worried about some deodorant.
Amen, people. Hey, stop putting that fucking lemon under your arm, nigga. That shit ain't fucking working, nigga. Your ass stank, nigga.
I'm passed by stink.
Fuck out of here. My loser is Karen Civil.
Loser.
Who is Karen Civil? That's what the fuck I want to know. What does Karen Civil do? All I know is she been on Twitter as long as I've been on Twitter. She's been a person that has been involved with a lot of celebrities and stuff like that. But recently, it's come to light that she has been taking people money and not doing the job that they hired her to do. And a lot of people have said that, Joyner Lucas, Cameron, who else said it? A couple of other artists said she stole money from them. And it's looking bad for old Karen Civil. So I'm pretty sure she's about to come out with an episode of her podcast and, you know, say she was sexually abused. That's why she stole money from people. And, you know, she started scamming life because she was, people call her an ugly, dark-skinned girl. You know, she's gonna twist this into something that attack on women, and that's why she started scamming. So watch it happen, people. It's going to happen because, you know, no accountability. But it's going to happen. And that's my loser.
Black people to be together, but you talking about no accountability.
I just said women don't have accountability. Okay. That ain't had nothing to do with color.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing.
But you shouldn't just say it like that.
Why?
Because that's not a true statement.
It is a true statement.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question. When I say accountability in women, when women be with their homegirls, and they be like, girl, come over here with me. I'm going. They don't never say, girl, you're wrong for that.
You don't know what the people say. Girls, do you have a whole bunch of girlfriends?
No, I'm just.
Okay, then. So you can't make a statement because that's not a true statement. I'm just going by. That's not a true statement.
Women will do, they will act up.
No, they won't.
They will act up.
Women can say whatever to their friends, but if you're an adult, a person is going to do what they want to do, and nobody else is responsible for them.
I said that about cheating, and then you said, no, it's because of the other person. Anyway, this is what I was saying about accountability. Women can say, hey, I was acting out because I wanted you to talk to me, or I wanted you to do this, or I wanted you to, instead of being saying, hey, let's, talk to me. You only have to act out.
Niggas don't talk. That's the problem.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why.
That's accountability.
It's not accountability.
Yes, it is.
Accountability for the one person who does what they're not supposed to do, but it's not accountability for the herd because the herd don't owe you shit. The herd ain't married to you. The herd don't go with you. But niggas, I sit around and we have a whole institution at a freaking barbershop where y'all don't even want women in the place because y'all talking all kind of nasty shit. So don't act like old men running around here and they the staples of the community and they telling dudes, oh man, you got a wonderful wife at the house. You shouldn't be looking at this lady's ass. You shouldn't be watching porn. You shouldn't be trying to holler at your coworker. Oh, but niggas is high-fiving other niggas when you saying that you done dug Becky out or when you done had some girl to suck your dick in the lunch break. So please, come on with the bullshit. It's people in each gender, each race, that do some foul shit. So it has nothing to do with somebody else having to be accountable for somebody else's actions. We are all accountable for our own actions. But if you are influenced by somebody who you're in a relationship with, yes, they may have a part in what you may have done. Because if I'm supposed to be dependent on you because we are now one, if we are married in this union and you are lacking something that I desperately need and I seek something outside of our household after begging you, asking you, and pleading with you to do what I have asked you to do or provide me with what I have asked you to provide, then you can't say you had nothing to do with the outcome because you knew something was going to happen because there was a situation that needed to be rectified.
All right. It's that time of the show where I ask you, do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody and everybody that represents the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. And I had a blast this weekend, too. Happy birthday to my nephew turning 28.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry, Right, GQ Blue. Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will. Static, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, Paper J from B More, Steph from B More, my nigga 12 Cal, 12 Cal Podcast, Eclectic in the EDP, the Eclectic Discussion Pod, and this Encyclopedia Hip Hop Podcast. This man got like 13 podcasts. Shout out to them. Shout out to Dr. Bracer and everybody at Dr. Bracer Network. Got Dr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. We have the official clubhouse club. It's called the Thirst Responders. So join the Thirst Responders Club, man. They finally made us official. They was like, y'all niggas the
that
real
deal. That sound dip. Like some hoes.
No. It's
So what is a thirst?
What is a thirst responder?
Yeah.
It's just a play on words. Because we call Dr. Abrasive Thirst Good Marshall. You know what I'm saying?
But yes. It sound like it. Don't sound like no married man. But go ahead.
That's why it's a play on words. You know. But anyway, you have to ask him why they call him Thirst Good. So check out that room. Check out the Glenn and Her podcast. Corey Dos Equis in the Power Lunch Hour. Let's see who else we got. Check out. Oh, Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game podcast. A shout out to Ringo and the We Need to Talk podcast. Shout out to Big Smash and Bet the House. Shout out to the Cool Out Corner, the Pork and Big L. Shout out to Man Cave, Dale P. Shout out to Just Red, Code Red, the podcast. Who else out there doing it? Fuck with us. Anybody, any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to everybody at that site, the Fuck With The Kid, Doc Claw, and all the gang. Shout out to the amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer. Anybody else to fuck with us, the long way, the short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to the No Ma'am Gang, Dom, and everybody over there. Shout out to y'all. Shout out. And that's it, man. Queen Germ, another show is in the books. Time to rate the show.
Well, in honor of the lovely time that I had this weekend, celebrating the 28th birthday of my first and oldest nephew, I guess I'm going to rate this show a 9.20.
All right. 9.20. Well, my rating go a little something like this. Just going to give it a 9.11. Because, no, 9.18. I'm going to give it a 9.18. Why? Because that was the day my Gators took the field and showed the world that we for real. Yeah, we lost to Alabama. We lost.
3 points, right?
2 points.
Oh, it was 2 points?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we missed the extra point early, and then we had to go for two later to tie it. But we showed the world we was a real deal. And y'all better watch the fuck out. Because them Gators are for real. And that's all I got to say about that, my rating. Well, we've done the ratings. We did our shout-outs. We did the whole outline. Now is the time of the show when I say don't forget to rate, subscribe, comment on the Frocast. Don't forget about the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon, where you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. We got plenty of them, so buy one. It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, episode 474. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com